Okay, well, I've just wasted 10 minutes of my own life trying to write another part six of Notebook 00. The first one I had the microphones plugged into the wrong computer, don't ask. And the second one came out and I sounded like a Dalek choking on a Strepsil. It wasn't me, it was obviously my equipment. Blame my tools, as a bad workman I am. So I'm not going to do that. I'm not doing it three times. I'm bored of my own voice. God knows you lot must be listening to me waffling on as I do. So instead, my choices are I can either just riff and talk about absolutely nothing. Hey, not like that'll be anything different than I normally do. I could go into humanics, which I have consistently promised to do, and anybody of the one or two people who do read this blog may be interested and may be thinking, what the hell is he talking about with that thing? He goes on about it a lot. And I am just going to speak off the top of my head then, if I am going to talk about it. It's an ambitious project. It is no less than a system of governments, ethics, morality, to replace the current one we have. It is open source ethics, open source civilization. I'm trying to veer away from calling it Humanity 2.0, but it's humanic based. It has the rigor and the same structure as scientific methodology, i.e. it's open to falsification. And it is testable, verifiable, works on a core system of principles and maxims, very much the same as Euclid's, Euclidean axioms that work on in mathematics. Metamethics, I couldn't think of a better way to put it, is based systematically. I'm no longer trying to skirt around it. I have spent at least 25 years. All of these notebooks, they may look random, etc., but they were done originally with a purpose, believe it or not. And that was, I decided at quite an early age that what I wanted to do, I was fascinated by this idea of what was the collective wisdom of humanity, what was the best ideas. And there was no book, there was no one book that would ever give that. What I could only do as one single human being was to research myself and just allow my brain to be as open as possible. And therefore, if I spotted anything, because I knew that my love of reading, the one thing that my father gave me, which it does explain in my Shelfari account, dad didn't have a particularly close relationship because you just didn't really. Sons, first generation immigrant sons, you know, there was no closeness, there was all that Catholic repression going on. So we didn't have a particularly close, intimate relationship, but I do owe him one profoundly great thing, and that was that about the age of five or six, he took me off with him to the local public library, shuffled me into down to the downstairs, which was the junior library, kind of opened the door and sort of coaxed me inside. And for me, it was the greatest gift that one person could ever bestow upon another. Possibly in some of the happiest times of my life, I can think it was just having this sheer range of all this knowledge that I could at any time. And I absolutely, it gave me that love of reading, and he himself was a great, massive reader, despite not having much formal education beyond 16. So I've carried on with that love of reading, and I try to abide by the maxim of to read long, deep and often. And it is ridiculous. People have, you know, suggested that my memorial stone, in whatever way, is just an open book with the words, I'll be with you in a minute, I'm just finishing this bit, written on it. So that opened up in terms of learning everywhere and just wanting to absorb information, and not only through reading. It wasn't enough to just to get that information from an point of view, but I had to have it from a practical point of view. As best summed up by, I think, a conversation between Bart and Homer, at which Bart says, Dad, what religion are we? And Homer says, I don't know, son, one of those ones with all the good ideas that don't work in the real world. So it wasn't enough just to hear these ideas written down. I had to know which ones worked in the real world. Listen, that's enough for now. I'm going to carry on at some point.